I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong then.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Randy and I were just talking about, you know, as we gear up for the NBA draft, it's about a month away. We now know the Hawks have the number 3 overall pick. And AT earlier was telling us in Yeah Man No Man that Luka Doncic was named the MVP of the EuroLeague. They had like a Final Four, and then, you know, they won the championship. And I was like, wow, okay, what were the numbers? And I was expecting AT to tell me, well, he dropped 45, had, you know, 6 assists, you know, 4 rebounds, basically had 15 points and fouled out. And so I said, well, that's not a wow moment for me. That's not going to sell for a lot of people who've not seen Luka Doncic play. And then there was a report out, Randy, that said, you know, the Hawks and the Kings may pass on him to potentially draft front court help, American front court help. Guys that, yeah, that are here. I don't necessarily buy that story. I still think we're going to go guard or wing. You know, if we don't go Bagley potentially or Ayton, if they're there, if they, you know, if the first pick is going to be Luka Doncic, which I don't believe it will be. But then you were just asking me, what crazy trade did you just ask me about?
Well, there's been a rumor about Carl Anthony Towns being upset up there in Minnesota with the Timberwolves. And, I mean, you know, Tibbs is the he's the GM, so he can't fire himself. But I know the people above, and they were talking about, you know, if they didn't make the playoffs this year, he might have lost his job anyways. And I said, well, you know, they're trying to get rid of him. Would you give a number 3 pick for Carl Anthony Towns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, I think Carl Anthony Towns is something you can build around. You already have Taurean Prince. You have Collins. Now you have a true 5, all right? And you go draft a couple of guards, and you continue to build. Again, this is not going to get resolved this season.
Oh, no.
You know, everybody, let's be clear. We're not going to have this draft, and all of a sudden we're contending. But it's a part of a couple of drafts that should get us moving in the direction. And to your point, Carl Anthony Towns is young enough.
Yeah.
And good enough that I would be willing to build around him. Now, his offensive skill set has got to get a lot better, yeah, but I'd still make the move.
Yeah, I still have to. I mean, averaging 21 and 11 over his first 3 years, I'll take that.
Yeah. Hey, this news just coming down, too, before we get to the top 3. Richie Incognito says he wants to unretire. The Bills said, great, but we're not interested. Richie Incognito is now looking for somewhere to play. Should the Falcons be interested?
No.
Mm-mm. Guard. Mm-mm. Relatively cheap, probably.
No. Because Richie, you know how I feel. I love Richie. Richie is a gap style guard.
Okay.
He's not, he cannot play in the zone scheme at all. He's just not that laterally. He can't move like that. So, no.
Not a fit. Mm-mm. All right, and guys, I know people have been hitting us up. Did you see Richie Incognito? We had this discussion probably 3 years ago.
He's not fit.
And that was part of the issue then, whether you wanted him, but he was also coming off that controversy.
Yeah, and down in Miami.
He got in Miami.
Like that, yeah.
So,
I mean, I know Richie, don't play with Richie. Seen the good, the bad, and the bad, bad, literally, with Richie. But I'm glad he's, you know, he's done a good job of trying to come from that. But he just doesn't fit a zone blocking scheme.
All right. 404-741-0929. That is the number if you want to join in. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're live inside the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. And also, our Dukes and Bell Vision Computer poll is up, guys. And it asks the question, what should the final punishment be for the Orlando City fans for their foolishness after the match against Atlanta United? Permanent banishment, a review after 2 years, leave them alone, make them clean the field. And the reason why we brought this up is because we found out today, I think they're going to, that was 38 AT, was 38 participants that they found down there involved in some of the shenanigans that was going on after the match with the Atlanta United. And apparently the organization is going to punish them. So we're asking that coming off of a night where We felt like, I did, we got cheated by an official down at Mercedes-Benz. Hey, man, let's get to the top three at 6.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it all?
Chip Carey coming up. Our conversation with him, Braves announcer, in about 10 minutes. Hey, man, let's start with our Atlanta United. Disappointing L last night. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. We didn't play as well as we should have. And Bradley Wright Phillips, well, he was money for them. They end up winning 3-1. New York Red Bulls come into Mercedes-Benz and get it done.
Coming back the other way, the Red Bulls. Here's a shot and another goal by Bradley Wright Phillips. Off the crossbar and in. And the Red Bulls have taken command here in the 55th minute.
As we've discussed this today, Randy, you know, the feeling I get from a lot of United fans who've been listening and went to the game or watched the game last night, they're as frustrated as we are with the decision that were made last night as far as the red card with Garza. You see it again, you go, all right, I get that one. And then you wonder about the video assist review and the ref, Mark Geiger, and what that decision was about. But I think a lot of people also realize we just didn't play a very good game overall.
And I would love it if that could be the overall mindset. We just didn't play well. You know, and was it Gazzano that came out and said, we just didn't play well
with
the passes and everything. I know that was a critical call in the game, but overall, we just didn't play well. They played better than us.
Here's Brad Guzan.
We weren't great with the ball tonight. We were a bit sloppy. We weren't tidy. Too many careless passes, too many bad touches. Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, we weren't good enough today. So we're not making excuses. We weren't good enough. But obviously, there were some other issues that influenced the game to a certain extent.
See, I appreciate Brad, you know, saying that because it's easy to get in there and be frustrated with the officials and the calls, and that happens. And some people say, well, you can't let the calls dictate how you play. Well, I just think sometimes it changes the momentum of the game, and that's how I felt last night.
That's true, Carl. But as a professional, you've got to be able to block that out and go play. I mean, because I don't think them taking away the goal gave New York any momentum. I think they went and took it. You see what I'm saying? I think they went and took it. You know, so, I mean, you got to find a way because it's been two straight home games when something like this has happened, Carl, that you've seen it. It seemed like it just deflated the team.
I agree. You guys can chime in, 404-741-0929. Hey, the Braves tonight, Mike Foltynewicz on the hill there in Philadelphia. They win yesterday. It was a walk-off RBI single, but I want to hear from Freddie Freeman talking about how much this team has changed because it's a question I asked Chip Carey. You'll hear his answer coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Because this is a different club that we're seeing, and I'm not just talking about personnel. Some of the guys that were here last year are better and playing better.
You know, 9-3 a couple of years ago, I don't think anybody could picture us coming back. And I think everybody in that dugout, we still had that thought of we can come back, and we have the team to do it, and we did it tonight.
Yeah, it's a big deal. The Braves also, for those who missed it, release Joey Batch. Joey Bautista let go, and, you know, Alex Anthopoulos, this was a risk taken by the general manager, but it doesn't hurt
you. Was it really a risk? Because you really didn't have anything to lose.
No, I don't. Listen, I say risk only from the standpoint of the time he was here, those could have been at-bats and guys, the younger guys playing.
Right, I got you.
So from that standpoint, but no, it didn't cost you an arm and a leg. And for me, I think it was a risk worth taking. If Joey Batch with his leadership and maybe, you know, his hitting, but he just wasn't hitting, man. I mean, when you look at the numbers, 2 home runs and 40 plate appearances, and he had 3 other hits outside of that, you got other guys that are playing better. Camargo and Austin Riley's on the way, so I think it was a smart move by Alex Anthopoulos who made the decision to release Joey Batts. Hey, man, story number 3 is the NBA playoffs. They continue tonight, by the way. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Cavs look to tie the series up after winning 116-86 over Boston on Saturday. Last night, Warriors crushed the Rockets.
Beat them down.
Wasn't even close.
Kicked them in the mouth. Playing soft. And then Steph got going. And when he starts clowning like that and shooting it and then walking away before it go in, it's a wrap. Just goes down. Because the game over.
They beat Houston by 41. It was 126-85 last night. Here's Steve Kerr talking about Steph.
Steph is underrated for the toughness factor, but you don't become a two-time MVP just by shooting a bunch of threes. You know, he's got unbelievable stamina, physical toughness, mental toughness. You know, for 4 days, everybody's been talking about him, and what he did tonight didn't surprise any of us.
You still think we're looking at Golden State, Cleveland, or you think Boston's going to get in there?
Yeah, I think that because Boston can't win on the road. I think that if you want to give me a game seven in Boston, I'll take LeBron. I will, but it doesn't really matter because Golden State's going to annihilate Cleveland. They might sweep them.
No, I agree.
And, I mean, LeBron's going to get his 35-40.
Won't matter.
It won't matter.
Yeah.
They'll annihilate him.
Yeah, they don't have enough firepower.
Yeah, and people talk about Boston because they're a better defensive team. Boston goes minutes without scoring. You go minutes without scoring against Golden State, you're going to be down by 20.
Well, Houston is a much better scoring team than Boston.
Yes,
they were all year,
yes,
and you see how that's playing out. I think Golden State could win this championship, win again next year, before they are challenged,
because they,
with a team being ready and capable to take on that personnel.
It's not even that. You might have to break it up.
You might.
You know, with Clay, like, hey man, it's my time to shine. But I don't look at Clay as that type of guy. I think he seems like he's the type of guy. Yeah, that's what I thought. He said 18%. He is talking about taking less money to stay. He just seemed like he liked being out there chilling. I don't got to make all the money. Let me do my thing, and I'm good.
Yeah. AT, translate. He said he should stay in Golden State, a man of so many words. Hey, the other story we're talking about today is our Atlanta Falcons, man, and they are on the field, or at least they were today. OTA started today, and you're going, Dukes, what's OTAs? Well, I'm glad you asked. Organized training activities.
Team activities.
Yeah. Well, my only issue is Julio Jones is not there. Now, we knew this coming in, that he was probably not going to be there. I think I was fine with it until I heard he wanted his contract updated, his contract corrected. And so for a lot of Falcon fans, you know, today it's voluntary, yes. But to not have Julio out there, does it bother you a little bit? And we've been talking about it today. Here is Ian Rappaport. This was the report originally when it came out on Julio Jones' situation.
And a couple things we need to know about this. First of all, it's really not a big deal to the Falcons. He didn't spend a lot of time at OTAs last year. He was actually in China, I believe, if you follow his social media. He's got a lot of things going on off the field, and the team does respect that. So it's not like they're worried that Julio Jones is not there. They love him as much as you could love a player, so they're not really sweating it. But I am told Julio Jones wants some sort of correction or update to his contract. Only set to make $10.5 million this year. And this is something, just based on how good of a teammate he is and how good of a player he is, that the Falcons are amenable to.
Where is Julio?
Not on the field. Not on the field. How do you fix this offense?
How do you fix it?
Yeah.
It starts with the play calling. It starts with putting players in a position so they don't have to work as hard to get open. That's what Kyle did so well. I mean, of course, you got to make contested catches sometimes, Carl, but Kyle did such a great job of scheming guys open. And that's what I mean. When it's that easy, your quarterback is in a rhythm like that, he's going to win MVP like Matt did.
Yeah. Well, remember, Matt threw 13 different guys for touchdowns the year that he wins the MVP and we go to the Super Bowl. It wasn't just about Julio, but I want Julio to be a big part of this. We'll take your thoughts, man. Hit us up on the Twitter and all social medias. Follow us, 92.9 The Game. He's at Randy Mac 81. Randy filling in for Mike. I'm at Put Him Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
How you going to feel after Julio gets his money? After, A-F-T-E-R. After, A-F-T-E-R is the code word. Text it to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000. And, guys, we've been giving you this opportunity all day. We'll do it again tomorrow. 12 chances to win throughout the course of the afternoon, or should I say throughout the day here on the radio station. Message and data rates apply. And do not text and drive. 72881 from your cell phone for your chance to win $1,000. Yeah, the debate kind of has been all day whether, you know, this is a big deal or not. No. And Randy Mack, for those who don't know, and you listen to him on the radio station, played 11 years in the National Football League.
Yes.
And he's speaking from experience from the standpoint of veteran players, and Julio is, really don't like to go to these things.
No.
And if they can get out of it or they don't want to be there, a lot of times they're not. And you mentioned some other guys around the league. You know, I get upset when you talk about, you know, not you, but when guys go, well, Tom Brady's not there. Yeah, but Brady's got 5 rings. There's a difference, you know, and I think the expectation for Julio in this offense is we got to be better.
Yeah.
So there's a situation for me where I go, I want my leaders out there. I want my guys working. And I just don't want to have any excuses when we roll back around to the fall, when we're dropping balls and not making plays that we should.
But who said, I mean, but Carl, you brought this point up earlier when we had this exact same conversation. That ain't going right at OTA on May 20th is not going to have a positive or negative outcome come September. It just don't work like that.
But how do we know that when Dan Quinn is saying that the chemistry, not my words,
that's what coaches
is.
Say all the time, Carl.
But it's right.
But no, it's not, because there's plenty of guys that did not go, that don't go to OTAs, always show up for the mandatory stuff, and going to have great seasons.
Quinn says the chemistry that takes place between receivers, running backs, coaches, everybody, it's important.
Yes, it is, Carl.
And when you miss those steps, Randy, although, for instance, Julio and Matt have logged lots of hours together through the years, but there's nothing that takes the place of being on the field and practicing.
He's not talking about Julio. He's talking about the other guys.
Oh, come on. You can't put up 3 touchdowns and not be talking about Julio. 3 touchdowns.
3 of them. 3 of them.
2 from Matt.
And so that's on Julio then.
No, I'm just saying.
What you just saying?
He needs to be out there.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all keep throwing Julio stats up there. Throw the $100 million man stats up there.
Well, listen, I do agree. Everybody has to play better, yeah, including our quarterback, Matt Ryan. Hey, man, coming up, Chip Carey joined us to talk about the Braves. This is turning into a interesting and maybe a special season. They get ready for the Phillies. We'll talk to Chip Carey next.
The 2-2 pitch.
How exciting was that comeback yesterday? It is Dukes and Bell. Randy McMichael in for Mike. He is out on vacation. I'm telling you, man, I got super psyched after seeing them climb back into it. And, you know, even if they would have come up short, I felt good about the fight. And joining us right now to talk about that, as well as these Braves on the road and a lot more, Fox Sports South Braves broadcaster Chip Carey on the WaitForward.com hotline. But, Chip, this was electric, exciting, and fun. And to make the comeback complete with the win just made it all the better.
Yeah, it was a great way to end the homestand, a great way to end Sunday. And really, under Brian Snitker's leadership with this team, it's, I hate to say it's become routine, but doggone it almost has. That's the 43rd last at-bat win for the Braves since Brian became the manager a little over 2 years ago. They don't quit. They fight. I saw a stat today that 10 times in the ninth inning, the Braves were down to their last strike. And somehow kept the at-bat and the inning alive. Again, I've said it a million times, the Braves don't win every game, but they try to win every at-bat, and they don't quit, and that was in evidence yesterday. What a day.
Chip, this team right now has been so, I mean, like you said, it's just last-bat type atmosphere there. What has it been about this team as far as the young players and the older players and how they mesh right now?
No, I just think that Nick Markakis is a guy that deserves a lot more credit than he's getting right now. I think he has more hits among any active player in the major leagues, never to have made an all-star team. He's a guiding force. He's a touchstone for everybody, a true pro. The Braves, as you might recall, were kind of belittled for signing him in the middle of this rebuild, but I shudder to think where they'd be without him. He protects Freeman. He hits lefties. He's playing well defensively, and I think he's epitomized what being a pro major league player is on a good team, and I couldn't be happier for him. And hopefully 2018 will be a special year, not just for the team, but for Nick individually as well.
Tonight, Braves travel to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. They are 1.5 games back in the National League East. It's Folty on the hill. I give Alex Anthopoulos credit, Chip, for attempting to sign Joey Bats and see what he's got left in the tank. And for me, it didn't necessarily work, but as a fan, I'm not upset about it. I think, it was worth a try.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a high reward, low risk deal. And for Bautista, he can shop himself on the open market now. The Braves, I believe, have a standing offer for him if he wants to go down to Gwinnett and play there and try to get, more at bats and get back into game shape. But look, a couple of years ago, the Braves were criticized for not going out and getting guys. So, you can't really have it both ways. I think it's clear that Jose's not going to be a part of the Braves' future, but when the Braves signed him and when the Braves brought him up, you might recall they were in a stretch of 9 of 11 or 10 out of 13 games started by a left-handed pitcher. That gave the team a little more offensive balance, and he had a couple of home runs. He didn't do badly over at third base. But at some point, I think it was clear that the Braves wanted to take a look at Johan Camargo, who's a younger, more versatile switch-hitting player, who's a a true third baseman. And those at-bats that were going to Jose Bautista probably weren't going to be there. So, look, he gave it a great shot. The Braves gave him a great chance. Everybody walked away with their head held high, and I agree with you. The good thing about a general manager is he will leave no stone unturned to try to improve his ball club, but ultimately it isn't about friendships. It isn't about past performance. It's about what the player's doing now and how it helps the Braves win, and I think Alex made the right decision.
Well, Chip, speaking of Camargo, he has been, he's given the everyday third base job. But this kid down in AAA, Austin Riley, he is just beating the ball all up out the park. Will we see him sooner than later?
I don't know. I talked to Chipper Jones about that, and Chipper said, and I'm not revealing anything that's out of school here. Chipper said, look, he's a young guy. There are holes in his swing that have to be discovered, mm-hmm. and he has to figure out how to make those adjustments. And the best place for him, in Chipper's opinion, is right where he is at AAA, seeing the better pitching, getting used to those highs and lows, being one step away from the major leagues. The guys like Albies and Acuna who step in from Double-A to the major leagues and make it look this easy are really outliers. It's not this easy. And I think if you look at Acuna's numbers over the last 14, 15 games, at about .170. This level is a lot tougher. And right now, the Braves have a good thing going. Camargo's done nothing to not earn the trust and opportunity to show what he can do at third base. And when Riley is ready, like they thought Albies was and like they thought Acuna was and like they thought Swanson was, I'm sure they'll make the move at the appropriate time. But, Austin's 4 weeks, 5 weeks into a AAA career. Let's let him get his feet on the ground. Let's let him go through 2 or 3 months and see where he and the Braves are. But he's got a lot of talent. The Braves are very high on. There's no doubt about that.
Chip, what's been the difference in your opinion, just generally speaking with this team? It seems like the clutch hitting is obviously there, runners in scoring position. We can talk about all the baseball stuff. But in your opinion, from last year to this year, because there are some pieces that were here, what do you see that's different?
Number one, I think this is a much more athletic team. With all due respect to Matt Kemp, Matt could play left field and left field only. You had Adonis Garcia, who could play third base only. You had Matt Adams, who could play first base only. You had Freddie Freeman, who tried to play third base and abandoned that experiment. This is a much more athletic, much more interchangeable parts team. There are a lot of options left, right, through the lineup for Brian Snitker. I think their approach is tremendous. We are in a three outcome sport right now. Homer, strikeout, walk. This is a Braves team that is not a three outcome team, as we saw in the ninth inning yesterday. They put the ball in play and they force teams to make plays. And when they don't, like the Marlins couldn't for the third out, usually they cash that in. So, athleticism, obviously talent. They play baseball. They're aggressive on the base paths. I think Brian Snitker's had a big, steady hand in all of this. He has an unwavering faith in the Braves' way, and he's brought some of that back. He's embracing some of the newfangled sabermetric stuff. He's embraced some of it, discarded a lot of it, and I think he's starting to change with the times. And all in all, it's just an exciting time to be a Braves fan, and I think all of us agree that even better days are ahead of us.
I'm so excited to be a Braves fan, and we have so many people, Chip, telling us, well, it's still early. In your opinion, what can possibly derail what's going on so well for this team right now?
Pitching injuries, mm-hmm. The same thing that everybody will tell you. The Braves staff has done a pretty good job. Personally, I'd like to see the starters go deeper in games, and that starts with Mike Foltynewicz tonight. Mm-hmm. Mike has a world of talent, but it's kind of the same story every game. He gets to 5 innings and 510 pitches, and he has to work so hard to get out of trouble. I had a major league coach recently tell me that they think Mike Foltynewicz has the potential to beat Max Scherzer. But he has to pitch. He can't just rear back and throw it as hard as he can with every single pitch. That's not going to be successful for him long term. Those aren't my words. That's a longtime baseball evaluator who saw him. So I'll be interested to see how he does tonight against this Phillies team. This will be a great matchup. The Braves are excellent on the road. The Phillies are terrific at home. The Braves have won the first three series, and this is the last time we'll see the Phillies until the final 2 weeks of the season. So coming to town with a game and a half lead and a little momentum and a chip and some swagger, that's a good way to come to Philadelphia, that's for sure.
What about the closing situation? Do you just continue to rotate guys in there? Are you sticking with one person? What do you think?
It's a performance-based thing, and I'm of a mind, this is, again, my personal opinion, nobody in that bullpen has established themselves long enough to be the established closer.
Right.
And really, the way bullpens are being used in the major leagues now, they're done by matchups. Sometimes you save the game in the eighth inning, you know, the innings that Carl and Winkler are picking up and the innings and outs that A.J. Minter are picking up are hugely important. The bullpen, to its credit, has done a great job of cutting down on walks. They're not making things hard on themselves like they did in the month of April. Vizcaino had one bad day the other day. The Braves, I think, are 22-1 or 23-1 this year when they take a lead into the ninth inning. If they continue that ratio, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape going into late September. So let's not hit the panic button. Would we all love to see a Bruce Sutter, Craig Kimbrell, Lee Smith type guy at the end of the game in the ninth inning? Of course we would. But who's to say that one of these guys that's pitching so well right now can't develop into that? And ultimately, if the Braves' offense keeps doing what they do and the pitchers can go a little deeper, that takes a little pressure off the bullpen. And a lot of these hand-wringing moments that we've seen in the first couple of weeks of the season will disappear just by good baseball play.
Chip, a guy who I was hard on coming into the season was Sean Newcomb. Can you speak about his development? And is this guy ready to be that front of the order, front of the rotation pitcher for this team?
He's sure pitching like it.
Yes,
the biggest difference maker for Sean Newcomb is a changeup. It was a pitch he rarely threw last year. He was a two-pitch pitcher, and when Sean couldn't throw his fastball for strikes, he was dead man walking on the mound. He's a different guy. That pitch has been a revelation for him. When you can throw 96 and then drop an 85-mile-an-hour changeup with the same action on a major league hitter, that's a lot to cover. Not to mention that big sweeping breaking ball that he can also change speeds with. Whether he develops into a number one ace, only time will tell. But he's a different guy right now. He's pitching terrifically. Julio, despite a bad outing yesterday, or really one bad inning yesterday, has been great. And I can't overstate the impact that Anibal Sanchez has had, not just on Julio, but other guys on the staff. He's really helped these guys pitch, not just throw. And again, I think that's going to be instrumental in what the Braves try to do. A hitter told me a couple of weeks ago, 95 isn't special anymore. It's the guys that can change speeds off that 95 and then go up to 97 and 8 when they need it to go get hitters out that are really special. And we got two guys going in tonight's game that can do exactly that.
Well, it's always good to get you on. Let's keep this thing rolling, Chip, and have a great call tonight. Fox Sports South Braves broadcaster Chip Carey joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Thanks again, Chip.
Okay, guys, we'll see you tonight. Thanks again.
28-17, 11 games over 500, the Braves are. First time since July 5th of 2014. So it's been some years, and they hadn't had a comeback like that, like yesterday. I think it's been 10 years since they had a comeback like that. So, say what you want. I mean, I don't know how you're looking at this. I know, Randy, we're excited about the team, and you said it. I mean, for me, this gives us something to look forward to as the summer rolls on, and hopefully they can continue this momentum. And maybe, just maybe, we get – late into August, into September, and we're talking about a team that maybe is making a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah, like one thing Chip said was the athleticism of this team. They got younger and more athletic, and they got guys who are trying to prove themselves and stop taking a flyer on guys who've done something in the league and on their last leg here in Atlanta. So the process, Carl, and the prospects and all that we got tired of hearing about 3 years ago, it's good to finally see these young men out there doing something.
Albies, Freeman, Markakis, Acuna. I mean, it's up and down the lineup. And I think that's the uniqueness of what's been going on. We'll see what they do in this three-game set against Philly. Hey, we got our game winner coming up. Randy and I have been talking a lot today about the United Soccer match that happened last night. VAR. And, it needs to be reviewed. I think it needs to be, I don't want to say updated because it's fairly new, but it needs to be refined. And Mike Conte's article on 929thegame.com talking a little bit about that. And, tonight for our game winner, it's pretty simple, guys, because we all have things in sports that we dislike or you feel like that need to be changed. After last night, if you're a United fan, you think this VAR needs to be changed.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to see change or fix in sports? Whether it's the stupid unwritten rules in baseball, maybe you think, conference expansion or realignment, as we've seen in college football, hadn't been a lot of that, but maybe you want to change that. What about cold weather baseball openers, right? How many of those did we see to start the season where the guys are
– games getting canceled left and right.
Yeah, it's crazy to start the season that way. So that's tonight's game winner, 404-741-0929. Things you want to see changed in sports, for example. Do we really need 3 to 4 days between game one and game two in these NBA playoffs?
No, you do not, Carl.
Drawing out the postseason. It's ridiculous. Let's change that. Let's cut it down
and let's get it on. I mean, I don't need 4 days to ponder what LeBron did in game two before we see game three.
When are we going to have the they need to see the basketball teams 1 through 16 instead of and breaking up the East-West?
You think they should do that?
No.
I don't either.
No, but somebody will.
I don't either. I'll tell you something I don't want to see anymore, or if it's still going on, I think it does. The golf police. The guy that's sitting on his couch.
They stopped that. They stopped that.
Yeah, and wanting to make sure that the everybody's following the rules. Remember he called in on Tiger?
Yep. I don't want to see no more Central Florida. All right, we know y'all were undefeated. Damn. What? Hey, where's Auburn's? Was it 04, Brian? Where's Auburn's ringer? They went undefeated that year?
Things that need to be changed.
They used to stuff. That's what happened.
In the world of sports, let's fix this VAR MLS.
Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Hey, MLS, can we fix the VAR, please? Can we put some things in place to have better calls? Feel like our Atlanta United have gotten robbed here a couple of times against Sporting KC and then last night against the Red Bulls. It's something I want to see change in sports. What about you? What is it you want to see changed? 404-741-0929. Somebody said vacating titles is dumb.
I think so, too.
They said, we know who won.
Yeah.
Let's stop vacating titles, Dukes. I don't want to see that when we really know who won. Okay, cool.
I like that one.
I do, too. 404-741-0929. Let's get to it. It's tonight's game winner. What do you want to change in sports? That's you.
That's you, my man. Or my gal.
Go ahead.
Carl, this is Gary over here at Eagle Watch.
Hi, Gary.
What's happening, buddy? Hey, you're wanting to call out the golf police here. Was there something with your game either today or Saturday or something that we need to know about?
No, not at all. Listen, my game is on point, Gary. Nice try, though. You know what? You didn't tell me what you want to change in sports. I think it was a cheap plug.
Yeah,
hey, man, you're in the game. Go ahead. What do you want to change? That you?
Hey, Duke.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, look, I want to give a big shout-out to that good dog beside you, but you are a habitual line stepper, man.
Whoa.
You get you. Duke, you, I love you to death. Free AT, too. Hey, you are a habitual line stepper. You start that, and I'm going to talk like male right
now. I see you talking like male.
Yeah, I know, bro. You sign stuff. And
wait a minute. Will you get to the point? What did I step over the line?
Not miss that bag. Julio just trying to get his and stand back. You trying to start something.
Oh, come on. Show up.
That's him. He's a troublemaker.
You've got to show up, all right?
He already ruined 15 for y'all, man.
Here's the deal.
I'm looking ahead.
You've got to show up.
We
That's
got
all
a bunch
I'm asking.
Of chumps.
Is it too much to ask from our star receiver? I'm pondering one thing today.
Man,
and one thing
stop,
only.
Stop pondering.
Where's Julio? It's our game winner, man. What do you want to change in sports? Give me something you want to change. That's you. Hello.
Yo.
Yo, man.
This is for college football. All this participation trophy stuff, if your team is 500 or below 500, you suck during the season. We don't want to see you suck during the postseason.
Yeah. My man.
I'm with that. Let's change that. Six wins get you in a bowl
game. That's crazy. Sometimes five.
Six wins.
They got to put some teams in there.
You're playing three cupcakes. All you got to do is win three conference games in the bowl.
It should be eight. But when you say some teams play cupcake, no. Some of those teams are cupcakes.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good one. I do want to change that. This has nothing to do with sports per se. Well, I guess it does. You guys ever go to a sporting event and you buy tickets online and they charge you that convenience fee? What the hell is that? Can we get that chance? I'm already giving you my money to go to this event.
What is the convenience fee?
Yeah, ticket whatever. Let's change that, all right? The ticket was $100, Randy.
Uh-huh.
With the convenience fee is $135.
$35? You know how many drinks that is?
That's my point. We need to get that change, man. Hey, you're in the game. What do you want to change in sports?
I want to change everybody's attitude about the Atlanta Braves because, in the words of a famous sports personality, I am starting to look ahead.
We got some chumps.
Well, hey, we are in first place. We are.
The Falcons were too, right?
They were 5-0 at the time, yeah. I think. I think that was the case. AT, was it 5-0, 6-1, something like that?
I think it was 6-1.
Yeah.
They were 5-0, okay. Find that luck I had. Yeah,
why not? Don't remind me how we fell apart. Hey, man, tonight's game winner. What do you want to change in sports? I want to change this VAR, this video assist refereeing system we have in MLS after our team got robbed.
I know what I want. The 2-minute report in the NBA. If you're not going to change nothing or it's not going to change the outcome, why tell people about it?
Okay, I like that. You're in the game. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, I would like to change the MLB viewing process. That is horrible. It's a brazen overlooked on about half the calls they've had on those days.
Did you guys get that?
Nothing.
Did you understand anything he said? Uh-uh. Come on, man. Check your provider. Check your provider. Hey, man, you're in the game. Go ahead.
I want to change the cheerleaders. Every damn team should have one. They should be thicker, and their dancers should be freakier.
My guy. My man.
I'm not doing big. My man. Not. I'm with them on that.
I like, especially the thicker.
We all have our preference, Randy. I mean, yeah. But I hear you. He said he wants to change the cheerleaders. The reason why we brought this up today for our game winner is We got robbed. I mean, of a goal that probably should have counted with this VAR system in Major League Soccer last night. And it's happened now twice. Joseph Martinez had a goal taken off the board against Sporting FC a couple of weeks ago. It was the same referee, Mark Geiger. And so we got to get this fixed. I don't want to go through another couple of matches where we're talking about VAR. I'm hoping that's not the case, but I have a feeling it will be. So what do you want to change in sports? By the way, NFL owners meetings starting tomorrow here in Atlanta. And they'll be looking to change some things, Randy. And we talked to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. He said one of the things that we are going to see, guys, is changes in the kickoff.
Yeah, man. Basically saying that if the ball's in the end zone, you don't even have to take a knee anymore. If it's in the end zone, they're going to stop the play right there.
More about that coming up tomorrow on the show. Hey, man, you're in the game. What do you want to change? Oh, your number. Got it. Hey, man, you're up. What do you want to change?
Man, being a former college basketball player, I can't stand alternating possessions.
Ooh,
it just burns
wow.
my wicker.
Let him jump it up.
Alternating possessions.
I like it, dog.
That's a good
I like
one. It. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, you're in the game, man. What do you want to change?
I want to change the NCAA in sports. Athletes should get paid, and the NCAA needs to be dispersed.
Okay. Yeah,
this is what worries me about this gambling, Carl.
That's going to happen?
Yeah, these college kids. It just worries me because you can't bribe a professional.
NFL guy, yeah.
I mean, I know they could have already done it, but I just think once you see billion by the NCAA and you're not getting none of that,
I worry
about them.
Randy, I know this. Being in, you know, when we were in college, and I'm going to assume it's still the case, but if somebody was to approach you and say, I got $100,000 for you, okay, and in the big scheme of things, it may not seem like a lot of some of these guys that are going to the league, but in that moment, right?
What I got to do?
That's the.
I'm not saying that you're going to do it, but that's going to be the first. You're not going to be like, oh no, no. What I got to do?
It is an interesting part of this new ruling passed by the Supreme Court, where some states are going to be able to allow sports gambling. We've talked a little bit about that. Hey man, you're in the game. What would you change?
Hey man. No more Thursday night football.
Okay. Now, the A-team, A-T, help me with this. I know you're not going to speak publicly, but in my ear, tell me. It's Troy Aikman, right, and Buck for Thursday night. All right. So hopefully the profile will be a lot better, don't you think? I mean, they're going to make the game feel
bigger.
I just
want to know how much extra they had to get Troy, because Troy looks like he has an attitude during the Sunday game. So he looked crazy. He looked grumpy during a Sunday game.
Randy is in for Mike today. He'll be in all week, man. We'll come back. We'll hand things over to Andy Bunker. We're going to tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the show. Yeah, and by the way, for all of you guys who are saying this Julio thing is not a big deal, talk to me in the fall when he's dropping the rock. Hey, big shout out to Ian Rappaport, who joined us earlier in the show. Jason Longshore, a soccer analyst, talking about our Atlanta United. And Chip Carey, Fox Sports South, Braves broadcaster, breaking down the Braves with us today. Hey, tomorrow we get into the owners' meetings. They are going to be here in the ATL, and we talk about what's going to be happening with the NFL. They've got some serious things to look at, including what do you do with the anthem? Protest that may or may be may not be an issue.
Yeah, I think it might be because, you know, Never mind. Leave it alone. No? Leave it alone.
Listen, they've got
some. I won't upset nobody.
They've got some serious things to decide, and they're going to probably approve, as we now know, the new Carolina Panthers owner. So we'll get into that tomorrow. We'll talk more OTAs, what the Falcons are doing, the Braves tonight, NBA playoffs, and a lot more. So make sure you tune in starting at 2. All right, let's go around the room and clear our throats. But before we do, Andy Bunker, what you got working tonight?
There's a lot to talk about today, isn't there? Busy weekend. The Braves are playing great. Atlanta United, unfortunately, kind of frustrating yesterday. Not just them, but the surrounding storylines from the game as well. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into all of it from 7 to 11.
All right, man. Stay tuned. Andy is coming up. All right, Brian, clear your throat.
Yeah, this just came down a few minutes ago. One of the more interesting stories in sports over the last couple of years. The Spurs have offered Kawhi Leonard the Supermax extension, $219 million. This is being reported by the San Antonio Express News. It'll be a tough one to turn down.
Yeah, I still don't know, Randy, what the deal is with Kawhi and where he's at.
I think it's his people versus the Spurs. I just how I look at it, but that's a whole lot of money, Carl.
Oh, I know. And you're talking about almost $100 million.
And you're talking about walking away from, and then if he doesn't take it, it's what, 70-something? Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a big decision. Kawhi Leonard, we'll see where your head's at. AT, clear your throat. You can speak.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have heard Shaquille O'Neal tell Charles Barkley several times to Google me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's really talking about Google, because somehow Shaquille O'Neal is a member of NSYNC. If you are to press NSYNC band members on Google, Shaquille O'Neal pops up. Now, the one missing member is Joey Fatone. Don't ask me how Joey Fatone is not listed amongst that group, but Shaq is.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I've heard him say that. Google me, Chuck. Google me. Randy McMichael, Randall Watson, clear your throat.
Some news came down about the Golden State Warriors. Andre Iguodala. Watch out for that. He had bumped knees last night with James Harden. It happens doubtful right now, but tomorrow he should be up to question for some.
Interesting.
The Hampton 5 might be only 4.
Hey, man, things are rolling with the Braves. The reason we have a general manager who's not afraid to make moves. He made a move with Joey Bats. It didn't work out. He cut bait. The Mets reportedly are interested. But the bigger thing for me is, moving forward, hey, everybody's fighting for playing time. There are no gimmies. And I love that about this Braves team, the fact that every time you go out, you've got to perform. And if you don't, well, you might not be here, or you might be riding the pine. That is going to make us even more competitive. Hey, man, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
stop looking ahead, Carl.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of cats who are getting at me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.